Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, wie es dam, rabte Mesechtes Ahalas Peri Beis Mishnah Beis. Revias Haloig. Revias Haloig, maybe you remember that shear from Kiddush. It's anywhere between 3 and 5 ounces. So a revias of dam that comes out after the mess died. It all came out after the mess died. That's midioraisa. In the Torah, that's metama. A revias dam tfusa. And the revias haloig of dam tfusa. Dam tfusa means that as the person was dying, as his neshama left him, the dam was coming out. So a little bit came out when he was alive, a little bit came out la'achar misa. That's only midrabanan. But they're both metama ba'oil. A person's an oil with a revias dam that came out la'achar misa, or a revias dam tfusa that came out b'shas misa, a little before, a little afterwards, he is tamei. But it has to be, at least the Tanakhama holds this way, that it all comes mimes echad from one mace. Rabbi Kiva says no. Even mishnei mesim, even if it comes from two mesim, it's metama ba'oil. So here's what the machloikas is about. The pasuk says, "Val kol nafshis meis lo yavai." So we read it, naf shois, that's Lashon Rab. We read it as if there is a vav between the shin and the saf. But really there isn't. If you just look at the letters, if the Baal Koyre didn't prepare, he would read nafshas, and we would have to correct him. No, it's naf shois. But taka, without nekudas, it looks like it says nafshas, nun fe shin saf. Nafshas is Lashon Yachid. The Tanakhama holds explains about tenura, yesh em lemesiris. That means that we dash in the psukim the way it is written. And it's written, nafshas. That teaches us all the blood has to come from one person. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva holds yesh em lemikra. We dash in the psukim based on how we read it. And we read it, nafshas, lashon rabim. So it can come even from two mason. By the way, the word tevusa, says the Baal Tanura, is from the lashon of, it's actually a pasuk in Yecheskel, mizbaiseses b'damayich. A phrase that is often connected to b'damayich chayi, which is what we say by bris mila. Through the dam mila, there's going to be life and bracha. Vayter zok the Mishnah, dam katan. Dam katan means the dam of an unborn child, shiyatza kulay. All the blood came out. Rabbi Kiva says, kalshu. Just like we find by the bones of a mace, it's metama. If you have most of the binyan of the mace, or most of the number of bones, if you count up how many bones there are, even if you don't have the shear of a quarter kav, which you said before is the shear for bones, so the same is true, says Rabbi Akiva, for blood. Same is true for dam hamace. If you have all of the blood, even if it's less than revias haloig, it's metama. That's why we're saying it has to be the blood of an unborn child, because it has to be mamash, a tiny baby, when it starts to form. If not, how could all the blood still be less than a revias? Whereas v'chachomerim, the chachomim say, no. Blood is only metama, revias, if you have a revias. The chachomim hold that it's not mistaver that every last drop of blood came out. Some of it stayed. So if you need all the blood to be metama, you're not going to have all the blood. Vayter zakt de mishnah. Kezayis rima, a kezayis of worms from the basar hames, bein chaya ubein mesa, whether these worms are alive or they're not alive. Rabbi Eliezer metama kibisari. Rabbi Eliezer says they have the same din as the basar of the mace himself. Why does Rabbi Eliezer hold that way? Because even when a person is alive, he's referred to sometimes as rima. The pasuk says in Eiv, afki enesh rima. So the worm that comes out of the flesh, even when he's alive, is called basar. So just like a kezayis of barsam and a mace is metama, so a kezayis of rima would also be metama, even if the worms are alive. Whereas v'chachamim metarim, the chachamim say, yes, the worm forms from the basar, but it's not considered like the basar. It's considered its own living thing. It's not metama like the basar min hames. Perhaps you remember the Gemara about Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, in the Sechtes Bav Metziyah, daf pei dalet amid beis. So the Gemara says over there that Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeni said that the mother of Rabbi Yonasan told me that she heard from the wife of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that no less than 18 years and no more than 22 years, he wasn't buried at all. He was put into the attic. You have to see the Gemara there, the entire story. And his body did not decay. It was a nes, like we have seen by many tzaddikim. One day she saw a worm coming out of his ear, so she was very sad. She said, maybe the process is starting now. So Rabbi Elazar, she said, appeared to me in a dream and said to me, don't worry about it. It's just that one day I heard that they embarrassed a Talmud Chacham, and I didn't protest the way I was supposed to. The Gemara even says that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon conducted Dinei Torah. Two people came to a din. They stood by the door. One said his taina, the other said his taina, and a voice came out and said, Ish pleni atachayiv, ish pleni atazakai. So how exactly that works, how a neshama could paskin. And again, the whole story, you could look it up in the Gemara, in Masechtas Bava Metzia Daf Pei Dalet. So that was a nes. Stamazay, it says, Tikva Senesh Rima. The Eibishter wants the guf to decay, so the neshama could get its full tikkun in Olam Haba. So what is it then with those worms? Rabbi Eliezer says whether they're alive or not alive, those worms, it's metama kipsarei, and the Chachamim say tahar. Zok the Elgamish Leviter, Afer Srufim, the ashes of mason that were burnt. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, it's tame. Bishir, the shear is Biraiva, a quarter kav. Chametarin. So basically, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the ashes of a person is metama with the same shear that his bones would be metama, which is a quarter kav. The Chachamim say it's not a tam at all. It's like a new thing, the ashes. It's not the mace. There are shittas that hold, however, that when it says over here, the Chachamim mitarim, it doesn't mean that it's totally tahar. Rather, they mean to say a roiva kav would be tahar. It would only be tummy if it was the ashes of a complete mace. Vaiter zak the mishnah. There is something called afar kvarais, literally grave dust. What it is it's the dust that comes from the mesim, also mixed with plaster. What it is, says the Batanura, is offer that's mixed with dam and the lech of a mace, blood and the moisture that comes out. Well, meloi tarvit, tarvit is like a big spoon, let's say a ladle. Meloi tarvit v'oid, this spoonful plus a little bit more of afar kefares is tummy. Why? So the Batanura is masber because it can't be that the meloi tarvit V'oid, you shouldn't have a tarvit of rakav. We said before, a malay tarvit of rakav is tamei. Rakav is this dust that comes from a mace, the dry dust. Reb Shimon mitayer, but the Batanura tells us that the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. Some Rishonim explained this case as follows. They used to smear the caves where they buried people with plaster. So we're talking about a case where they buried a mace in like this opening in a cave, and after the mace decomposed, some of the plaster from the wall got mixed into this. Even though we learned earlier that the rakav is only metama when nothing else gets mixed in. But the Tanakama holds, that's dafka, if the something else got mixed in as the mace was decomposing, after it was turning into dust. But if it got mixed in after the mace had already turned into dust, then the fact that something else mixes in doesn't change anything. It stays tummy. Therefore, the Tanakhama says, look, even though we know some of it is plaster here, it's still metama. And Reb Shimon holds, it doesn't make a difference if something else got mixed in as the mess was turning into dust or after the mess turned into dust. If something else gets mixed in, it's tar. Weiter zak de Mishnah. Meloi tarvid de Rakov. We have this ladle full of Rakov, this dust from the mess. Shegevoloi b'mayim. He kneaded it in water and it became like doughy. So the Mishnah ain't a chibur l'tumah. The rakav is not considered one gook when it comes to tumah, and therefore, if someone touches part of it, he's not tamei because there's not enough here. You have to have a whole shear. And also, if someone's like an oil, he's over one chelik of this, what we call a dough, he would also be tar because you don't have a full tarvit shalom of rakav. This chibur doesn't make it one. Doesn't make it one entity. I want to emphasize again and again that from the amount of tumah that we see, there is even in the dust of a mace. That's because there was such great kiddusha in a person, and the neshama now left it. And again, the mashal with the Erechaim HaKadosh. If you spill honey out of a barrel, see, if you take a barrel that had expensive honey in it and you grinded it down, you're still going to have bugs crawling on it to get a hold of that honey. All of this teaches us how chashiv the person is when the neshama is inside.